Comic Council President Bill Morehouse officially announced yesterday that he is not going to be seeking the mayor's position, and he will be running for re-election on the Comic Council. And he joins us right now via telephone. Mr. Morehouse, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Mark. Good to talk to you.
A little sick, huh? A little under the weather?
You know, this chest cold been going around and getting everybody, and my wife insisted I get a chest x-ray, which is the right thing to do if it hangs on for people out there, but it was clear I just got a bad case of bronchitis, so
yeah,
that's the good news, but it knocks you down a little
bit.
It
does. It certainly takes the wind out of your sails.
Yes.
So, big announcement yesterday, Bill, is that you're not running for Utica mayor.
Yeah, you know, Mark, one of the very tough decisions I've made, I screened on Thursday night and had a nice screening in front of the committee, and, we took a weekend. We were actually going down to Boston. My daughter wanted to look at a college, my daughter Margaret, and came home and, got together with the family, my wife Deborah, and my folks. And, I've seen the time commitment that it takes to be mayor and do it right. And, you have to go into this 100%. It's 7 days a week, 24/7. Not only during the whole campaign season, but then for 4 years if you're fortunate enough to have the people's support and win. And, it was just a decision. My daughter is, she's a shopper, she wants to look at 6 or 7 colleges this summer. That's something I want to be a part of. You only get one chance to be a part of something like that with your family. And the whole overall thing, it was just something we decided. It's just, unfortunately, wasn't the right time. And it's tough because I had such great support in the community, and I know some people were disappointed. But you have to, you can't give less than 100% to this great city of ours. And, if you're going to take on that head of CEO position as mayor, you have to do it 100%. And, the good news is, Mark, I'm only 50 years old, and I would not not say that I will never give it another shot to be the mayor of the city of Utica, because I'm a young guy, hopefully. 50 is the new 30, right?
Yeah, that's it. That's what they're saying. Now,
very tough decision.
Is there, now, people sit back and wonder about this. The current mayor, Rhea Ferro, he announced and then he backed out. And you said you were and you backed out, all on the Democratic side. Is there a shadowy figure in the background of Utica politics?
Well, I don't know about anybody else, but there's no shadowy figure in me. Anybody who knows me, Mark, knows that, what you see is what you get. And obviously, Dave stunned me when he said he wasn't running for re-election. My immediate reaction was, I'm running for mayor, and I jumped in. It was very enticing. Obviously, I'd love to run this great city and lead it. I probably jumped too quick, but I have a tendency to do that. I'm an enthusiastic guy, and, what you see is what you get. I wear my emotions on my sleeve, so to speak. But, there's no shadowy figure. It was just, after I screened that night and we had a weekend away, we just had to make sure, we're not doing this 99%. We're doing this 100%. And I just didn't feel where my family is at this point and where my business is that I could give that 100%. And I saw how much effort it takes. And, you have to build ties in Albany. You have to build ties with New Hartford and Whitesboro and the county. And, it really takes a toll. I think Mayor Julian would tell you it takes a toll on family. And I think Dave would tell you it took a toll on family not being around enough. So it's a tough, very tough decision. And, one that leaves me a little melancholy, but I'm enthusiastic about another 4 years as president of the Common Council, and I look forward to leading that council. We'll probably have some new faces, and should be a good next 4 years.
Who are you going to throw your support behind? Ready?
Well, I will. The executive committee is a very strong committee the Democrats have put together. I think they've screened, I don't know if they've screened them yet, but Mr. Becerra and Mr. Palmieri. I think they've got a few other candidates they're going to screen. They will make that decision. Hopefully there's no primary or anything, and then we'll have one candidate. But, that'll be the decision of the executive committee. So at this point, I guess there's still four names in the hat, and whoever we end up with, the good news is whoever we end up with, it'll be the people of Utica who make that decision, and then we'll move forward as a city.
Excellent. Mr. Morehouse, we'll see you tonight at the Common Council meeting.
I'll be there with bells on my toes.
I know you will. All right, Bill. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Mark. Keep up the good work.